casa de terapia.
Questions. The first set of questions, I think the answer is not so complicated, relatively easy. Yes, hopefully. And then we're going to try and use the answer to the first question to answer the second question, which is a little bit more. I hope it works out okay. Okay, basically, let's get over the simple Marimekaimis. There's a Taisus in Yevamit. The Mishnah says in Yevamit there are 15 arayats. The din is that they pater the Yevama and the Tzara from Yibam and Chalitza. We have a Pasuk by Achas Ishto that has all these dinim, Aleha, Mekachas, that tells us that an Erva of Achas Ishto paters herself from Yibam and Chalitza, paters the Tzara from Yibam and Chalitza. And then we have a Hekesha to all the Arayas are Hubisha Dadi, and therefore we know that all the other Arayas also have the same din, that they pater the Sar. So there's another din of an Erva, that there's a din called Nesra. Nesra is found on Daf Lamed, that says that if you're Nesra Sha'achas, you're Nesra Lamed. Superficially, this is a completely different din. We don't, because it's unclear where the Mekar from Nesra comes from. Gemara doesn't bring any Mekar. But there's a din that if once you're Nesra, Sha'achas, it means at the time, for sure, it means if at the time when the brother died, if at that moment the woman was Nesar, with a Ptur Erva, so she's also Lamed. Therefore, by Achos Ishto, even though later his wife might die, and therefore the Isser goes off, because Achos Ishto is only Isser, Kos Ma, and your wife is alive. The Achos of your dead wife is not Isser. But if there would be an achaz ishto at the time of the death of the brother, and the yevama is an achaz ishto, and then your wife dies, she remains usher because of the din nesra. So those are the dinim in yevama. Before we get to taisus, there's that an erva has two dinim. An erva has a din of nesra shahakas, nesra lamis. If it's usher at the time of the death, that there's an iser erva, and because of that you don't fall to yibum, then the iser remains forever. And there's a din that the erva patters herself in the tzara. Comes along Taisus and asks the kasha, and the Rosh asks the same kasha, why doesn't Nida have the din nesra? Now, what is apparently, it's not clear what Taisus's kasha is. What was his havamina to think that Shabbat din nesra? But from at least to make life not complicated and to make life as simple, there are different shittas in what Shabbat Taisus's kasha is. But the way it seems pretty clearly from the Rush is that the question at some stage is that we should learn out neither from Achos Isha. Because the Rosh says, tshuva to Devrayim, you know, it's the answer to the question, Roshayach l'meidah nida me'achos isha. In other words, so you see from the Rosh that his question was, let's learn out nida from achos ishto. Just like achos ishto has a din nesra, nida also should have a din nesra. To which he answers, you can't learn out nida from achos ishto, because Nida is not an Isser Karva. Achos Ishto is an Isser Karva. It's slightly a machlekes in the Achleinim if Taisus means the same thing. Taisus doesn't mean differently. Taisus doesn't mention learn out from Achos Ishto. And Taisus doesn't say the word is Isser Karva. But the Taisus is so similar to the Rush, that Ruba the Ruba of the Mefarshim learned that Taivis and the Rosh are the same, so we'll go with that Shita, makes life easier. It doesn't really make any difference because we could just work with the Rosh, but we'll work with that Shita. So that Taivis and the Rosh, Pashas, will work on the same. The question is, we should learn out neither from Achos Ishto, just like Achos Ishto is a Din Nesra, so likewise also neither shall be Din Nesra. The implication of that is, that the Din Nesra is written by Achos Ishto. That's a little bit strange, because we don't find Nesra written by Achos Ishto. We don't know where Nesra comes from. The Gemara doesn't tell us. The type is asking, want to learn from Achos Ishto, is like assuming that it's somehow written somewhere by Achos Ishto. So that's one of the problems in the Sugya, which maybe we will get to, maybe not, is that where does it say Nesra? Where is the source of Nesra by Achos Ishto? But Taisus and the Rosh somehow are assuming, you know, that it's written somewhere by Achos Ishto that's in Nesra. And their question is, let's learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. Just like Achos Ishto has a din Nesra, Nesra Shahakas, Nesra Lamis, so Nida should have the same din. To which they answer, the first teretz is that it's a different type of Isser. It's not an Isser Karva. And therefore, Nida is not an Isser Karva, and therefore you can't learn out. Okay, that's the first answer. Now, they're interesting that there are other Rishonim who are also Bawi Taisus, the Taisus Rishonim, which is quoted here, the Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tess, I believe, and he brings that they ask the same kasha, very similar kasha, but they ask clearly that we should learn out Nida from Achos Ishto, that it should also path it itself. Because they ask the question, why isn't Nida mentioned in the Mishnah? Right? If you look at the Taibis Yishanim, Tomra Maido Tonel Hacha Nida Shapet Harasarasa. So they're learning the question, not only that we should learn out Nida from Achos Ishto to have a Din Nesra, but we should learn out also to get a Ptur Tzara. Now, Pashtus, that's a simple, but that's Pashtus. If Taibis and his Havamina, like you see in the Rush, thought that Nida is Daimit to Achos Ishto, and his answer, he had to be Mechadesh, he can't learn out from Achos Ishto. His Havamina, he thought you could learn out,
So if you're learning out from Achaz Ishta, you should learn everything out from Achaz Ishta.
So the other Rishonim are very logical, the way they ask the Kasha. That since the question is, you should, the Havamina is, you should be Madame and Nida to Achaz Ishta, and learn out Nida from Achaz Ishta. So we should get all the dinim of Achaz Ishta, including Tzur. The Maisa, the Taisis and the Rush don't ask the question that way. They only ask the question that it should have, we should learn out from Achaz Ishto, should be up to our Nesra. So there are, you know, so he brings the Dalia Baruch, Sadra Baruch Bear, is Medaik and Taisis, and he insists that Taisis is not asking from Tur Tzara, because you see from Taisis is Lashon, and Taisis is only asking, it should be up to our Nesra. The question is, why? Why does Taisis, if Taisis thought that you could learn it neither from Achaz Ishto, so why doesn't he have the question from Tur Tzara? Edomai, you give some answer that Taisis understood, and you can't, neither is not daimed to Achaz Ishto. I think Rabbi Bear wants to say, because neither is Tafsi Bokadushin, and Achaz Ishto is all Tafsi Bokadushin, meaning in a non-Yibum case, if you go over to an Achaz Ishto, and you give her the Kadesh, she's not the Kudeshless. You go over to Anita, and you're a Kadesh, she is the Kudesh. So they're different. But the Moshav, if Titus hold that that difference is a Pircha, which somehow or another kills the Limud, so what Titus is Kasha as far as Nesra? In other words, it doesn't make sense, Titus. Titus Shita is very strange. If he holds Anita is comparable to Achaz Ishto, so he should have asked like all the Rishonim, the other Rishonim. They would say, oh, but the other Rishonim, that neither should be daimed to Achaz Ishta and everything, even as far as Tur Tzara. Edomai, he understands that there's some pircha that neither is not daimed to Achaz Ishta, then he shouldn't ask anything. Shouldn't ask as far as Nesra. But why in the world does Tisus ask that neither should have the learning of Achaz Ishta as far as the din of Nesra? But he doesn't, not bothered, that neither should we learn from Achaz Ishto as far as the Ptur Tzara. That's the first problem. The second and third problem are just spins on the same question. In other words, once we explain why Taisus makes seemingly such a split, then we have to explain what the Machlokes Rishonim is. Why do the other Rishonim disagree? What's the Machlokes between the Rishonim that they hold that there is a valid question, learn out Nida from Achaz Ishto as far as Tur Tzara. And the third problem is that he brings it also, this Eliyahu Baruch, that there are later Baalei Taisus, so to speak, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Tashbats, which are a little bit later Rishonim, who we know that they had our Taisus. Now, it's in the Rashba, they didn't have our Taisus. But the Trumas Hadeshin and the Tashbats already quote our Taisus, and they quote in the name of Taisus that the question is, learn out that neither Shapat and Tzara. So they're misquoting Taisus. It says they're not quoting Taisus accurately. How could the Tashbats and the Trumas Hadeshin quote Taisus to say that Taisus asked Akasha that neither Shapat and Tzara? You look in Taisus, it's clear in Taisus, that Taisus is only asking that Shabbat Dinesra. So he says, that they probably had both sets of Taisus. They also had the Taisus Rishonim. And when they said Taisus here, they meant the other Taisus, the Taisus Rishonim. I think that's relatively direct. So again, so the question is, the first set of questions, maybe three questions, is that why is it that we have this strange machlokes in the Kasha? Taisus asked the Kasha, we should have neither from Achaz Ishto, Megabi, the din of Nesra. It's mashma that Taisus is not asking that we should learn out neither from Achaz Ishto that has the din of Tur Tzara. Other Rishonim say the Feirish, Taisus Rishonim, the Beinu Peretz, I believe, and the Tashbats and the Trumas Hadeshin, quoting Taisus, say that the Kasha is on the Tur Tzara. So watch out, the first and biggest question between Meyabe and Taisus,
If Taibas holds that Nidus Zayk can be learned out from Achaz Ishto, so you should learn out everything. If you can't learn out one thing, you can't learn out anything. What's this strange split? What's an Achlokes Rishayim? And how is it that the Shemes HaDeshin and the Tashbas are misquoting Taisus? Okay. That will be the starting question. So, one of the things you have to if we look at the Taisus Rishayim, who is one of the Rishayim who asked that neither Shabbat the Tzara. So if we look inside, he says it's not us. It's Omar, Amayin Otan Ochen, neither Shabbat Teres Arasa. Why does he mention neither Shabbat the Tzara? What's the example? Kagan Shoyza, neither B'shosh enough the Yibu. In other words, if at the time of the Fida, you're a Nida, so therefore you're an Erva, and the Shabbat the Tzara. The common Amiriko, Yivam Hashani, Karba Shabbat, the feeling Dama Yavaleha, he throws and mentions also Nesra. It's a little bit strange why he mentioned that. We'll get back to that. So then he gives the Eshleimar. He gives same answer seemingly as Taisus because it's neither different. It's a different type of erva. The Gemara Yafina Miachas Isha. The whole din of Tur Tzara is to Miachas Isha, and Achas Isha is Mad Achas Isha. You got actually erva. It's an erva, vein. If you need that, it could be an erva, shasur to call. Whereas nida is not like an erva, because it's not a, from seemingly the same answer as a rush. An erva has to be machmas korva, and nida is not to do because of a korva, it's not a relationship. It's not because of relative, it's a universal iser, and therefore it's not included, it's not dlemet achos ishto. Then he says, the Gam Yesha Ether takes Dina Umikri Yvama Yavaleha. Okay, we'll see what that means also. But Oli Yeshlama, let's skip to his third answer. But Oli Yeshlama, the Hod, I mean, call Yvama Sheni Karbo Shasna Fida, Havish Malik Sidra Chepa Darke Naya. Shivaki Ain't Adam Abdina Nashe Mutar Fiba, Mabel Nid, and Ain't the Kashuba Amtana, Shigan the Shasem Abdina Nashe Dvada. This is no Taisis. This is Taibis' second Teretz, that the din of Nesra is based on Darkei Nayam, and the Svara Darkei Nayam does not apply to Nida. Now, seemingly the Teretz before was also the same thing, is that it's, for the sake of simplicity, but that was the Teretz before also, that it's since it's Yeshua Heter, therefore it's not, there's no Nesra, because not Nesra Shaka. But, so the obvious kasha, there's an obvious kasha, Minei Ben Rabbeinu Yaida, on the Taibis Rishana, is that Bishlama Taibis, Taibis only asks a kasha, the Nida Shabbat didn't answer. So then, it's very good, so the Nida should learn out from Achaz Ishto, then the Shabbat didn't answer. So it's very good, Taibis gets two answers. One is, because it's not Daimit Achaz Ishto, you can't learn out from Achaz Ishto. And two, is because Nesra is based on the logic of Darkei Nayam. It's not proper, it's not Darkei Nayam if she's Usher and then to become Mutter, driving the poor lady crazy. And therefore, if I need them, we don't have that problem of lack of Darkei Nayam, whatever Taifas explains, because she has to, no matter what, she has to wait anyway, no matter what. But according to the Taifas Yishanim, he's in the other camp of Yishayna. He's not asking the question of Nesra, he's asking the question that Nida should have a Ptur Tzara. So how in the world does he answer the question with his second answer by saying, well, Nida doesn't, the Ptur of Darkei Nayam doesn't apply to Nida. I'm sorry, the Ptur of Nesra doesn't apply to Nida because Nesra is predicated on Darkei Nayam, and by Nida there's no problem with Darkei Nayam. Okay, but that wasn't the question. The question was, why doesn't Nida have a Ptur Tzara? So you're answering, well, Nida doesn't have a Nesra. But we weren't asking us Nesra. The type of Yishanim's kasha was that Nida should have a Ptur Tzara. So good. Okay, Neino Kinami, you tell me that Darkei Nayam doesn't apply to Nida, and therefore Nida doesn't have a Din Nesra. Very fine. But still, we should be left with his original kasha. His kasha was that Nida should pass the Tzara. We know, in the Chara, we know, it would be very strange to say that the Taibis Yishanim is coming out, Halacha Namaisa,
that neither path is the tzara. You know, it's against, you know, to be a radical halacha, which is nice in the Kol Yom, to say that neither path is the tzara. You know, that even this man is there, halacha the mice and afkamina, that very, very unlikely to say such a thing, obviously. So his kasha was, even in his kasha, he was saying, why it should, neither should path the tzara, but apparently he knows it doesn't. So his answer is, well, neither does it have Nestra, because there's no problem with Dark and Naya. That doesn't answer the question. So the Taibis Yishanim is very shrimp. So what the Khari you have to say, very logical, is that it's a two steps. Once you say neither doesn't have Nestra, then the Meda, it doesn't pass to the Torah, because either that itself is a pircha. You want to make a pircha to learn out. You want to learn out pure tzara. You have to learn out from achas ishto. You know, and so I have a pircha. Neither achas ishto has a din nesra. Neither doesn't have a din nesra. So that itself is a pircha. Just like Tosis gives a pircha that neither is not an isur karva. And Achos Ishto is an Isra Karva. So you have the different pericha. Nida does not have the Din Nesra. And Achos Ishto has a Din Nesra. Pashtus is much better than that. It's not just a pericha, it's even logical. Because if you don't have a Din Nesra, that means that there's a certain Pgam in your Ptur. You're not a Ptur, which is Nesra Olam is a stronger Ptur than a Ptur, which is not Nesra Olam is. So it's even logical. Maybe when do we find that you can pater the tzara? That's only if you're a strong tour that you're natural alamit. They pater yourself alamit. But if you don't even succeed in patering yourself alamit, so then you can pater the tzara at all. In other words, it doesn't automatically follow. It's for sure a valid pircha. It's logical. So therefore, what really the Taibis Yishanim is saying, maybe doesn't speak it out, is a two-step process. He's saying that his kasha was neither should have Tzur Tzara. His answer is, why? Because he should learn it out from Achos Ishto. His answer is, well, neither is different than Achos Ishto, because Achos Ishto has a Din Nesra, because it's a lack of Darkei Naya, while neither doesn't have a Din Nesra. Once you know that Nida doesn't have a Din Nesra, so then it's Pashit that you can't learn out Nida from Achos Ishto to give you a Ptur Tzara. Because there's a for sure a Pircha, and it's even a logical Pircha, that the Ptur, you know, the Ptur of the Erva, you know, the way in Pashit Shad Erva Pater the Tzara, is the Ptur itself somehow carries over to the Tzara. So if your Ptur is not strong enough the path of yourself alam is, so there's a begam in your tour, so mehechi teisi that I can path to the tzara. We only find the achos ishto that a path to the tzara, when you have a tour that path is itself alam is, it's such a stark of tour, so then it carries over in a path to the tzara. But a tour that doesn't path to itself alam is, mehechi teisi can path to the tzara. So he doesn't speak it out, but that's kufa probably what he meant in his kasha. When he threw in Nesra, because he understood that you need that to have the Ptur Tzara, and that's his answer. That once you say there's no Nesra, then the Neda there's no Ptur Tzara. So Hasha Dasina Lachi, really the questions that we asked in the beginning, which is really the Revelia Baruch's questions, are really in a certain sense are all answered, because we don't have to say that there's really any machlekes rishonim. We can say pshat, but our question was on Tosfos. Why does Tosfos ask on Nesra? He should have asked on Ptur Tzara. Well, the answer is pashut, because Tosfos knows the same svara that the Taibis Yishanim knows. Taibis Yishanim doesn't even speak it out, that if you can explain that Nida doesn't have Nesra, then the Mena Nida will not have a Ptur Tzara. And Tosfos knows that the emes is I mean, the emes is anida doesn't. Taifas knows the emes. The emes is anida doesn't have a p'tur tzara, and anida doesn't have a din nesra. So the question is, why not? So you don't have to explain why anida doesn't have a p'tur tzara, because once you explain why anida doesn't have nesra, then you automatically explain why anida doesn't have a p'tur tzara. So Taifas is just skipping a step. He's skipping. It's almost like a wasted step. It's almost silly. Yes, you ask the question, why does it need to have a p'tur tzara? Okay, well, I ask you, and why does it need to have a din nesra? Once I explain to you why it needs to have a din nesra, then you know why it doesn't have a p'tur tzara. Because if it doesn't have a din nesra, it can't have a p'tur tzara. That's what you see from the Taifas Yishanim. So why should I ask? So Taifas, in his question, is hitting the nail on the head. The real question is, why does it need to have a p'tur of nesra? Because if the moment you answer why Nida doesn't have a p'tur nesra, you see from the Taifas Yishanim that automatically answers the question why Nida doesn't have a p'tur tzara. So there's no need to answer that question. So it could be very well that that there's really almost no machlokes rishanim, and that's why really the Tashbats and the Shemitz Hadeshin are not misquoting Taisus. Because Taifas in his Havamina that doesn't understand why Nida should have a p'tur of Nesra, Enochinami, Taifas in his Havamina that he thought that I don't understand why Nida doesn't have a p'tur Nesra, he also doesn't understand why Nida doesn't have a p'tur Tzara. Because if Nida would have a p'tur, then Nesra would also have a p'tur Tzara. So if you would ask Taifas, you know, theoretically, what would you want it to be? What I would have wanted it to be in my kasha is that Nida should have a din nesra and it should also have a din tor tzara. That would be what I would want, but I know it's not true. Now, I don't know why it's not true. I just know it's not true. So the question is the same. The question is, why doesn't Nida have learn out from Achaz Ishto? If you're learning out from Achaz Ishto, you should get a din tor tzara and a din nesra. But Taifas, already in his question, in jumping the gun, that he knows half the answer. He knows that if I can somehow or another explain why there's no Nesra, then I'll succeed in explaining why there's no P'tur Tzara. So therefore, Taifas asks the question, even though in reality, Taifas is really bothered by both points, because in his Havamina, he doesn't know why there's no Nesra. So if he doesn't know why there's no Nesra, he doesn't know why there's no P'tur Tzara either. So the Shemitz Hadeshin is not misquoting Taifas, but Taifas, you know, skips to the half the question in his question, because he says, even in his question, he knows that the answer to why there's no p'tur tzara is because it's going to be because there's no din nesra. So what I really only have to answer is why there's no nesra. So that's why Taifas asks the kasha that way. Okay. The truth is the Rav Elia Bruch at some point says something like this. At some point, there's like a lot of arichas all over, but not exactly. But okay, maybe yes, exactly. I don't know. But it's not. I don't think it's exactly. But in other words, so basically, it's a relatively simple answer: is that we don't have to make such a gigantic machlokes. In other words, for sure, Taisus. You know, the big kasha really was Taisus. If Taisus goes ahead and thinks that Nida can be, and Taisus in the Rush thought that Nida is doing mit achas ishto, and therefore you learn how to of Nesra, why didn't they ask Tur Tzara? There it says, Pasha, like that they knew the chiddush of the Taisus Yishanim, that if there's no Nesra, then there's no Tur Tzara. The other Yishanim that asked Tur Tzara, either you want to say they argue the Taisus Yishanim, or I'd just rather say, because of the Shemitz Hadeshin and the Tashbats, that they understand that they know that, but cause mad that they don't know why there's no Nesra, so they ask, there should be a P'tur Tzara too. Okay, that's the first half. Now we get to the second half, which, okay. Taisus goes ahead and adds, in the next line, Taisus says, Vimbalo Kano. Now there's that after Taisus gives his Tzaretz, Taisus throws in that also, Taibia throws in a line in the third of Afino Benidasa, Masha Bitsochim, the Bas Yibelu, and different Bala Kama. So the problem is, why is Taibia throwing that in? So there are different possible pshatim thrown around now, very late, so no time to discuss them. But at least the quotes are Akiva Eger. And if you saw, so it sounds that way that the Korban Nisanu is learning that this is meant as a new answer. That the saying that Tzavis is saying as follows. Your kasha was, why are we saying Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lamis, by Nida? Teretz is, it's not Nesra Shachas. Why is it Nesra Shachas? Because it's in Baal Okano. So it's not that, that's not called. If it's in Baal Okano, that's not called Nesra Shachas, because right now you can do Yibum. You want to say it's Nesra, in order to get Nesra Lamis, you have to have first Nesra Shachas. But it's not Nesra Shachas, because it's in Baal Okano. So if it's in Baal Okano, in other words, it's not in London, it's not a Londonish problem. It's a Mitzvah, it's practically, you don't have the Mitzvah to cause Nesra Shachas. As Tavis's first answer was that in Lomdis, since it's not an erva, so it doesn't have the Lomdisha din of Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lomdis. Tavis's second answer is that it could be that in Lomdis, the din of Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lomdis applies, but there's a prerequisite that Mitzias, in order to say Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lomdis, you have to have Nesra Shachas. And this is not Nesra Shachas because in Baal Okano, right now, you can be Baal Okano, so it's not Nesra Shachas. So comes along the Imre Baruch and the Eliyahu Baruch, and he makes some diukim that's not Pshat and Taifas. Okay, we probably don't have time to discuss his diukim. But he says, why is it not right at right Pshat and Taifas? So he says, because it doesn't make sense. Because since you want to learn out from Nida, he wanted the whole type, this is Kasha was. You should learn Alachas Ishto from Nida. Nida is a din of Lakachas. You know, also, and if you learn out from Nida, I'm sorry, the whole Kasha was you should learn Nida from Achas Ishto, and Achas Ishto has a Ptur of Lakachas. So if you have a Ptur of Lakachas, it will be in Baal Olokanu. So he says it doesn't. The answer doesn't answer the question. Let me say that again because I said it wrong. I just have to say it clear. So Tavis's kasha was why don't we have the din Nesra by Nida? Learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. Just like Achos Ishto has Nesra, Nida should also have Nesra. Tavis's first answer is you can't learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. Tavis's second answer, according to Rikki Vager and the Korban and Sano seems to be that really you could learn out neither from Achos Ishto. But there's no Nesra because in order to be Nesra Lamis, you have to be Nesra Shachas. And neither is not Nesra Shachas because in Baal Okano. Frag the Shuri Rabbeinu Baruch, that doesn't make sense. Because since if you're telling me that you can learn out neither from Achos Ishto, then you should learn out from Achos Ishto that there's a Ptur Lekachas. If there's a Ptur Lekachas, then neither we should not, is not going to be in Baal Okano. So Hagufa, Taibis doesn't make any sense. Taibis is saying, you know why neither doesn't have Nesra because in Baal Okano. But if you hold that you can learn out neither from Achos Ishto, because that's the whole premise of your Kasha, so if you can learn out neither from Achos Ishto, so then you should learn out from Achos Ishto that there's a Ptur Lekachas, and if there's a Ptur Lekachas in a Baal Olokano. So the answer doesn't make sense. That's his question. So I'm thinking that it's very similar to what we just answered before with the Tosfos Hashanah. Now, what's his kasha? His kasha is that Nida, you should learn out from Nida, from Achos Ishto, that Nida has a Ptur Lekachas. And if Nida has a Ptur Lekachas, so then it will be Baal Olokano. They say, but wait a second, we saw the Tosfos Hashanah, that you can't learn out either from Achaz Ishto, if because Achaz Ishto has a din natura, and neither doesn't have a din natura. So here the question is, it's you keep the cheshbon, is where do you get your starting point? Right? In other words, assuming we'll say it the way I would like to say it. The starting point is before we learn out, we have nida. We look at nida in a vacuum without achas ishto. Before we start making any limudim, if I ask you, is nida, what's it din by nida? Well, you're not learning. We didn't start learning out from achas ishto. It's in balon kana, because nida is tafsi b'kedushin. It's different than achas ishto, which is low tafsi b'kedushin. Since it's tafsi b'kedushin, why shouldn't it be in balon kana? Then I'll ask you, okay, well, let's learn out from nida, from achas ishto, that there's a din nesra by, that there's a tour, that there's a tour lekachas by nida. Just like achas ishto is a tour lekachas, likewise, nida should have a tour lekachas, and if there's a tour lekachas, then it will be in balo lokana. I say, oh, doesn't follow, because Achaz Ishto has a din nasra. That's the same thing as David Yishanim said. Achaz Ishto has a din nasra, so its tour has a stronger tour. It has nasra shachas, nasra lamis. While Nida doesn't have a din nasra, so maybe the only time you get, just like the David Yishanim said, the only time you get a tour of Sara is when you have a tour which is strong enough to be Nesra Lamis. So likewise, maybe the only time you get a tour to Kachas is when it's Nesra Lamis. So you can't learn out from Nida, from Achaz Ishto, that just like Achaz Ishto has a tour to Kachas, and therefore it's in Bono Lokano, so Nida should get a tour to Kachas, and there should be in Bono Lokano, because Achaz Ishto is a stronger p'tur, because Achaz Ishto has a p'tur Nesra Lamed. Achaz Ishto, Anita doesn't have Nesra Shachas Nesra Lamed. You say, but wait a second, why doesn't Anita have Nesra Shachas Nesra Lamed? Because in Balo Kano. But if you're going to learn out from Achaz Ishto, then you won't have in Balo Kano, and then you would have it in Nesra. So the question is, it's almost like a circle. You have to have where your starting point is. In other words, if you first learn out, if you would somehow or another first learn out from Achaz Ishto to Nida, that is a Ptur Lakachas by Nida, then the Shuri Rabbi El Baruch is right. We learn out from Nida, from Achaz Ishto, that is a Ptur Lakachas. Since it's a Ptur Lakachas, therefore in Bala Lokano. Since in Bala Lokano, so that's Nesra Shachas, and once it's Nesra Shachas, it's Nesra Lamis. So it's Nesra Lamis, so there's no Pircha. But if you start the other way, you say, first, we don't learn out. First we decide, we first look at Achaz Ishto in a vacuum, before we do any Limudin. And we say, is there a Din Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lamis or not? Well, since we didn't yet learn out from Achaz Ishto, so there's no Ptur Lakachas, then it should be in Bala Kano. And if it's in Bala Kano, then it's not a Mitzias of Nesra Shachas. If it's not a Mitzias of Nesra Shachas, then there's no Nesra Lamis. Because you don't get Nesra Lamis if you don't have Nesra Shachas. So the starting point, I would think, is that the starting point is that we didn't learn yet. Starting point is Nida walks in. Nida says, "You want to learn out? What do you want me to learn out from Achaz Ishto?" Well, I can't learn out from Achaz Ishto. Achaz Ishto is different. Achaz Ishto has Nesra Shachas, Nesra Lamis. It's a stronger tour. I have in Balo Kano. Why do I have in Balo Kano? Because there's no tour. Well, if I learn out from Achaz Ishto, and since I have in Balo Kano, therefore there's no Nesra Shachas. And there's no natural Achaz, there's no natural Lamis, you can't learn out. So now that you can't learn out, so then I remain within Bala Lokano, and you can't learn out. Right? Okay, I somehow, if that was clear. In other words, it all depends. It's almost like, is it who's the muktzah here? Is the muktzah that you're supposed to learn out neither from achas ishto? Sort of like that's what Chana maybe said such a thing because ain't meshivim our hekesh, and you have to come along and slug up the hekesh. Or if I care, the muktzah is I start out without the hekesh, and then you have to make the hekesh. So I'm assuming that you start out without the hekesh. You start out, neither starts out by neither, without any hekesh. If neither starts out without any hekesh, then the starting point is that neither is in Baal Elkano. If the starting point is that neither is in Baal Elkano, then the starting point is that there's no Nesra Shachas. Because in Baal Elkano means it's not called Nesra Shachas. Because right now you can do Yibum. If there's no Nesra Shachas, there's no Nesra Olamis. If there's no Nesra Olamis, then there's a Pircha that you can't learn out the Ptur Nakachas. And if you can't learn out the Ptur Nakachas, then you remain that you're in Baal Elkano, which is what answers the Rav Elia Bar's Kasha. So it's basically what we're doing is to answer the second Rav Elia Bar's Kasha, which is taking the exact same Yisai of the Taibis Yishanim to answer the second Kasha too. The Yisai of the Taibis Yishanim is that if there's no Din Nesra, then you can't learn out the Torah Tzara. And we're taking the very same Yisai and we're saying that if there's also no Din Nesra, you can't learn out the Torah Nakachas. It's just here, it's a second, it's a little more complicated because Lu Yitzur, you will learn out the Torah Nesra, Torah Nakachas, then there would be a Din Nesra. But there's no starting point, so you don't learn it out. So that really answers both of his questions. It's just the last point is that Rav Elia Bar Tina is a raya against the Jager, really from the Mordechai, because the Mordechai says clearly that the din is in Baal Elkano, and nonetheless he asks the Kasha that why does it need to have a Ptur Tzar? So why does it need to have a din Nesra? So according to a Jager that says that once you get a Baal Elkano, then that's not called Nesra Shachas. And since it's not called Nesra Shachas, therefore it's not Nesra Olamis, so then the Mordechai makes no sense, because the Mordechai already clearly holds that in Baal Elkano, and he still asks the Kasha, why doesn't need to have a Din Nesra? So I don't understand really his question because, okay, and Enochinami, that you say so you're proving that there's a tzad to disagree, another tzad is there. It's not so pashut. In other words, it's room to debate, as when we said that there's two stadim of where your starting point is. There's room to debate whether or not the fact that it's involved, the fact that Nida is, in other words, there's room to debate whether or not the answer of Imbalo Kano would answer the problem, because you know the Baruch says that doesn't answer the problem, because Guba we should learn out from Achaz Ishto, and therefore we shouldn't have Imbalo Kano. So Enochinami. So the Mordechai is holding that it's not a valid answer. But Tysus and the Korban Nisan are holding it is a valid answer. Okay. Anyway, so just to repeat, I don't go off to make life. So basically, again, just to say over quickly, there were two sets of questions on Tysus. One question is, why does Tysus ask that Nida should have learned out from Achaz Ishto and Din Nesra? Why didn't Tysus ask that we should learn out Nida from Achaz Ishto that there's a Ptur Tzara? So we're answering it because Tysus knows that if there's no Din Nesra, then there's a Begam in your Kayach HaPaiter. If there's a Begam in your Kayach HaPaiter, you can't pass to the Tzara either. So therefore, Tysus is asking the Tysus realizes it's the crux of the question. because there's no need to answer why you don't pass the Netzara, because once you answer why there's no Netzara, then the Meir as follows is no Ptur Tzara. And the same answer is exactly to the Imri Baruch's Kasha in the second half, and how can Taibu say that in Bar Elkano, what happens to the Ptur of Bekachas? Same Teretz is the same thing, that since it's a Bar Elkano, therefore there's no Netzara Shachas, therefore there's no Netzara Lamas. And again, it's the same thing. Once there's no Netzara Lamas, then you don't have, you can't learn out from Achas Isha, there's a Ptur Nakachas. Just like the Tavis Yishonim said, that you don't learn out, if there's no Netzara Lamas, you can't learn out of Ptur Tzara. So the same thing goes for Fanos, so you don't learn out of Ptur Nakachas. Before you learn how to battle
Fishto,
it would be
in Bar Elkano. That's the same thing. In Tosafot Yishonim, could we say that Pshat, the reason